Today, the White House authorized the deployment of an additional 1,500 U.S. troops to Iraq. They'll be deployed in non-combat roles, acting as advisors and trainers to Iraqi and Kurdish forces in the fight against the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is here in the studio to explain. Tom, 1,500 more troops, this is a significant expansion.
Well, they're doubling the number of troops, so it'll now rise to 3,000, so it's significant. And senior administration officials in a briefing with reporters were asked, is this mission creep? They said no, because these additional troops will be doing the same job as the ones there now, training and advising Iraqi and Kurdish forces. They will not be in a combat role. And I asked, listen, if the need for more U.S. troops, does this show the Iraqi forces are in worse shape than they initially thought? The senior official said, no, this just allows the U.S. advisors to move into other regions of Iraq, like Anbar province, instead of training centers. Of course, Anbar is now full of Islamic State fighters.
And what's the cost estimate for these advisors?
Well, this training effort, they say, will cost a little more than $1.5 billion. And it's important to note, though, that the U.S. has already spent billions, some estimate $10 billion over the past decade, training these Iraqi forces. And when the Islamic State came in back in June in northern Iraq, some of these U.S.-trained Iraqi troops actually dropped their weapons and ran. And Rear Admiral John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, talked about that today. Let's listen.
Well, they didn't all run away. And we did spend a lot of money and effort training the Iraqi army. And when we left in 2011, we left them capable and competent to the threat that they faced. That opportunity they were given, the skills that they were provided, the leadership that they had were squandered by the Maliki government over the last three and a half years.
You know, part of that problem is former Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki fired many of the best commanders and replaced them with political hacks. But U.S. officials say the new government is doing a much better job.
They didn't all run away. I wouldn't call that a ringing endorsement.
It's not
of
a ringing endorsement.
Forces. When will these new U.S. troops be deployed?
They don't know yet. They said over the coming months. And also, we're not sure which units will be coming from the U.S. or Europe, for that matter. Or even how long they'll be staying. Those questions they just don't have right yet.
And what about the timing? Why make this announcement now? It's coming right on the heels of the midterm elections.
Well, it's funny because a reporter asked the officials that. They said, you know, why did you wait till after the elections? Of course, polls show most Americans have soured on these long missions. And officials said, hey, listen, it had nothing to do with the election. The Iraqis just appointed a new defense minister. They also have come up with operational plans for going after the Islamic State. It had everything to do with that and nothing to do with the American election.
Tom, any reason to think that these new troops heading over to Iraq would be doing more than advising and training Iraqi and Kurdish forces?
Well, not right yet. And again, they reiterated today that they will not be in a combat role. But the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, said, listen, once they start taking back territory, and he mentioned the second largest city in Iraq, Mosul, once they start down that road taking the city, they may need American air controllers there, actually calling in airstrikes, helping them. They would be with the units on the ground. And that's more of a combat role, most people would say.
And is the expectation that more troops will ultimately be sent now to Iraq?
Well, it's funny. They said they're not anticipating any more troops, but they did say this is not a ceiling on the number of U.S. troops.
Okay. NPR's Tom Bowman. We were talking about President Obama authorizing an additional 1,500 troops to be sent to Iraq. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.